what the police are saying about this recent run of shootings, you know, to classify it as a periodic spike or not, what difference does that make?
Yeah, it's a pretty stupid thing. First of all, to address a problem, you have to acknowledge that you have a problem. And I think the police, at least in their first statements, wouldn't even acknowledge that there is a problem. You know, this is, they call it a spike. They say it's expectation, that we should expect this run of spike and to continue to see this as just something that's going to occur, and we'll manage it as best we can, rather than doing what other cities across the country have done and decide, hey, we had a bad run last week. We're not going to have it again. We're not going to have it next week. We're not going to have it next month. We're not going to have it next year.
Well, let me back up. Is there not a regular, predictable spike in violent crime in Baltimore this time of year when the heat and humidity first set in?
It doesn't have to be. That's not what happened in New York City several years ago with Mayor Giuliani. He said, look, there's a pattern. We're not going to have that pattern this year. Yes, it's the time of year when we normally have a spike. He said, we're not having it this year. And New York and Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles and other cities said, we're not having that spike this year. And they took progressive steps to make sure it didn't happen. So, yes, Dave, we're going to have a run of spike every year as long as we've decided we're going to have a run of a spate of violence every year.
Well, okay, then, about this debate, it appears that maybe Anthony Guglielmi, the chief spokesman for the police department, was a fall guy in all this for admitting, for mentioning, for allowing us how, yeah, there historically is a spike in violent crime when the heat first hits.
He is a fall guy. He's a good guy. But he was only admitting, as you said, I don't know what happened. I guess he was caught in a very moment of candor. But he took the hit for admitting the attitude, the culture of the Baltimore City Police Department, which says, guys, we're going to have a run of violence. This is Baltimore City. We're going to have a lot of murders. We're number 2, 3, 4 in the country in terms of murders per capita in the country. And so we're going to have this hit, and,
So this is all about how it was spun in the days after the beginning of this run, this spike in crimes.
Are
the police missing something? Do you find something they're not doing to cut the level of violence?
Yes, they're not. Yes, absolutely. The reason we have the same crime in the same neighborhoods is because the police, and by the way, you know, half the residents in any neighborhood are children, and most of the rest of the people are adults who wish they were living in a neighborhood that was safe and peaceful, and it's not like they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And by the way, when we take the hit at people and say they're not telling the police what's happening, that's absolutely false. People tell the police, and then we have too many corrupt police officers who are running drugs with the drug runners, who are protecting the drug dealers, who are telling the drug dealers that Mrs. Jones just told on him. So our people are afraid because the police, one, are not doing their jobs. Two, they're not going into the neighborhoods and figuring out who's doing what, when, how, and getting them out of the neighborhood, going with the state prosecutor and the judiciary to make sure these guys are in jail for a long time. So it's a mess. The law enforcement criminal justice system in Baltimore City, as we speak, is a mess.